Beer On Show number 2. What's going on? Welcome to the Beer On Show number 2. It's what is it? Ooh, it's Friday, October 13th. And yeah, nothing really creepy happened, so who cares. So yeah, here we are. Beer on. Toast to ya. Good stuff. Alright, so tonight I am drinking the Samuel Adams Cherry Wheat. Now, after the last show, I drank the Sam Adams Oktoberfest. I didn't really want to drink another Sam Adams beer because I didn't want everyone to think, oh, that's all he drinks is Sam Adams and blah, 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 blah. Well, when I went to BevMo to look for, the new beer that I was going to drink, I saw a few. And, frankly, I don't even remember what it was because it was like a week and a half ago. Which, kind of, let me tangent here. I'm sorry that it's now 2 weeks later after my first show and I'm doing another one. My intention, like I said, is to do one once a week, maybe two a week right now. Last week was a real crazy, hectic week, and this week I was trying to write a funny bit that me and my roommate could do, and I didn't get it written yet. So maybe we'll try and get that bit done this week and get that up real soon for you. But trust me, we're going to try and make it really funny and kind of earn that comedy tag that I gave the show. So anyways, back to the tangent. Yeah, so I bought this beer a week and a half ago. And along with a 12er of my favorite beer, which, if you don't know, will remain anonymous until I feel it's time to review it. I want to expand my horizons a little bit, and maybe it won't be my favorite beer by the time we get to it. But, I did buy a 12er of it. It was on sale for $11. I mean, you can't beat 12, 12 beers, good beers, for $11, so there you go. So I bought the cherry wheat, and first thing I opened up, and I'll be damned, it smells like cherries. I mean, I swear to God, it smells really good, although I'm, a little congested and all, but it smells like frickin' cherries. It's great. So, after, I've had a couple here tonight, and, they're really good, and it tastes like cherries. It's awesome, and it's a wheat beer as well, and wheat beers can, kind of wear on your taste buds after a while, I've found. They're nice, they're different, but you kind of get tired of it after a while, and you want some barley, and you want some hops back in it, and, hold on, I'm going to move the mic here. Okay, there we go. So, the wheat beers, they can be a little overpowering. Unless you, I think if you throw a little flavor in it, like the cherries here, and it tastes like cherries, and it doesn't kind of fade out after you drink it. It sticks with you there for a little bit. I'm trying to avoid using the crisp finish that's in the description, but you know what? That is the best description. It is very crisp, and I want to drink some more right now. And that, I really like that, with the cherry being the dominant taste on your palate. It's very, I like that. That's not something you find very often, and I don't know, maybe somebody will describe it as a chick beer or a girly kind of a thing, but not really. I don't think so. It's just different, And that's what I'm trying to get away from with the, you know, crappy generic, you know, water beers, as I'm kind of calling them these days. You know, you need something a different taste. And you know what? It still has plenty of alcohol in it. I saw it here where it say it's 5.35% alcohol volume. That's pretty good for a beer, you know? I like that. So, yeah, it's a good beer. So, yeah, so if you're looking for something a little different, definitely go out and get the Cherry Wheat. I like it a lot, and, you know, it's in the Brewmaster's Collection, so says Sam Adams, but I don't know if that's a summer thing or what, you know. I don't know if you really call it summer anymore. It's October, and it rained today. So, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's really good. Go and buy a sixer. I think you'll like it. So, getting on with the show. You know, I heard from a friend at work that Tower Records was going out of business. And, you know, okay, kind of a bummer. But it's not like I went there all the time. If I'm buying music or DVDs or something like that at a physical store, I'm buying a physical copy, you know, most likely I'm going to go buy it at Best Buy because they're generally the cheapest. And so, you know, they're going under and, well, you know, okay, I don't feel very sad for them or very sorry because they failed to adapt to consumer demands and consumer wishes, which is give us, if we're gonna have to pay for this and not, you know, go on, you know, I know Napster is not what Napster was before, but you know what I mean, it has to be cheap. And, you know, this is a prime example of this is when I went in there. So they're having this liquidation sale, and I didn't know the percentages. If I knew what the percentages were, at least when I went in there, I wouldn't have gone at all because they were utter and complete bullshit. It was a total waste of fucking time and waste of money. And, so yeah. So I go in there and they're only marking off the CDs 10%. 10 fucking percent? That's it? Give me a break. This is bullshit. When you have CDs that are costing at least $15, sometimes $16, $17, $18, give me a fucking break. There's no way in hell I would buy that unless it's like 50% off. Give me a break. This is bullshit. Same with the DVDs. Those were like 10 to 20% off. And for example, the new X-Men DVD, not the X-Men 3, not the super duper version, the regular version. What they wanted for that? $30 minus the discount. $30? Are you serious? I could go to Best Buy and get that for 20 tops. You know, on sale, I'm sure I could have found it for 15 or less. This is a total, you know, crock of shit. And it's like, hey guys, this is why you're going out of business. It's because you're charging way too fucking much for this shit. It's like, you know, if I'm ever going to buy, as you know, like I said, if I'm ever going to buy something that's cheap and, you know, with all of that, cheap and get it a physical thing, I kind of have to with DVDs until iTunes has, you know, selling movies other than from Disney. But, you know, it has to be cheap. And with music, it's like, you know, you need to beat iTunes or I'm not going to go to you because, frankly, CD cases and booklets and everything don't really matter. The only thing I would want out of a booklet part, possibly, would be lyrics. But you can find lyrics so easily online. It's like I have pair lyrics here on my computer, and as soon as it sees that something is playing in iTunes, it will go online and look at, you know, at least half a dozen websites and grab the lyrics for me. And it's like, well, hot diggity damn, what do I need the lyrics inside the thing for? You know, the artwork, okay, it's nice, maybe I'll look at it once or twice, but after that, I don't really care. Pictures of the band, you know, most likely they're going to be on the website. And so, you know, fuck it, who cares? I don't need a CD case anymore. I don't need it. And so, you know, I don't think my hard drive on my computer is going to crap out anytime soon. So, who the fuck needs it anymore? I don't. One exception, though. One exception. One band who actually puts effort and thought into their CD cases and just doesn't want it to be something that protects the disc from being scratched is Tool. And for those who, you know, bought a copy of any CD, you know, the Anima or Lateralis or 10,000 Days, knows this. And they've seen how, you know, they've seen with 10,000 Days, that's something that's, for what I understand, has never been done and really just blows your mind along with the music, you know, blowing your mind as well. As they put, what they did is they put stereotropic lenses, and I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly, but who fucking cares? Is, you know, you open the thing up and there's this one little flap and it has these two, you know, little lenses, and I'm, you know, of course, right now I'm putting the little, you know, fingers making glasses on my eyes, and of course you can all see that, and, you know, this is great for audio. But anyway, so you open this up and you flip the pages and you get your eyes just right and you focus and it becomes 3D images, like every single one, and it's really, really awesome. I like it a lot. And it was so cool, and, you know, that's one band that I'll never buy on iTunes, because I'm going to buy the physical CD, is Tool, and, well, I can't buy them on iTunes now anyways, because they are not on iTunes, but, so that's, you know, what I wanted, and, you know, it's really cool, but, you know, hey, major retailers out there, we're not going to pay an arm and a leg anymore. You know, everybody, well, I don't know if you remember or not, but, you know, Warehouse had to close like 3/4 of all their stores a couple years back. Why? Because people were so fed up with fucking buying CDs and DVDs at stores that were so much more expensive, that sometimes cost you twice as much than online. You know, you can buy, you know, people weren't going to buy it anymore. People, the record industry got all pissed off about people downloading files for free and you know, nobody would be getting their cuts. You know, the reason why people were downloading music for free, you know, stealing it, if they think that's the word for it, I, you know, maybe we should call it liberating it, but whatever. The reason they were doing that is because CDs are so fucking overpriced, and they didn't realize that. You know, if you're going to some mall and you've got to charge, you know, $17 for a CD just to, you know, pay your rent, I think you've got something wrong here, Jack. You know, figure it out. It's a bunch of shit, and, you know, I'm not sad at all, and, you know, tough shit, okay? And, you know, the same thing can be said with kind of like those old-time movie theaters that only had one screen and, you know, they were family-owned, and, well, you know, it's kind of a bummer, too, but, you know, with ticket prices being so expensive, I can understand why people don't want to go to the movies anymore and will be happy to wait for the DVD, and then just get it from Netflix, or, you know, or just buy the DVD or whatever. You know, who cares? You know, it's, when you go to the theater, and you pay your $10 or whatever, or your $9, and, you know, then you have to pay at least that much or close to it for popcorn and soda. You know, you only get to see that movie once. Only once. So, what the hell? You buy the DVD that may cost you, say, 15% more if you buy it at the right time and all. It only costs you 50% more, but you can watch it as many times as you want. You know, they don't understand this. That's why, when it's so expensive to go to the movies these days, at least for family, I'm going for myself, and it's not cheap, but for other people, you know, for whole families and everything, I can understand how expensive it is. Same with going to sporting events. I mean, good God, I'm scared for the day that I have kids and a family, and, you know, they all want to go to the ball game. Great, my kids want to get into baseball, fine, but good God, it's not like we're going to be going all the time. It's going to be damned expensive. So they're going to go buy the tickets, and they're going to want drinks, and they're going to want, you know, souvenirs, and they want all this crap. And it's like, you know, I'm sure by the time I have kids who are old enough to want to go to ball games and are going to want to buy all this crap, it's going to cost, and inflation all, it's going to cost me $300. And, you know, if I'm still living here in Orange County, you know, Artie Moreno probably jacked the prices up so much, and just to pay for the team and everything, and it's going to suck. So, you know, I don't know how my parents did it, you know, because we'd go to quite a few ball games a year. I'm not saying like we went to half of them or anything, but probably at least 5 or 6, and it's not like we were just not buying anything as we went along, but, you know, whatever. Hold on, time for a drink. Damn, that is good. So yeah. So what did I do this week? Well, last week, as some of you may or may not know, I am a very, very big Padre fan, and thank you, you piece of shit garage band, for crapping out on me, god damn it. Swear to god, piece of shit. The fuck, I've had you, Mr. Computer, here for not even 18 months, and GarageBand can't even just keep recording like this? Fucking shit. So anyways, I'm a Padre fan living in Orange County, which means I don't get to see as many games as I want, and, you know, but, you know, my mom is a season ticket holder, and she's cool, and, you know, when the playoffs come around, she gets us playoff tickets, so I was at the playoff games on Tuesday and Thursday, which meant a lot of fun commuting and everything, and going back and forth, and I was happy and everything. At least I only had to drive once, and that other time I kind of got comped for gas a little bit, so it was cool. So that's what I did, and then, yeah, it was a very, very weird week. I mean, it was work one day, off, work, off, work, off, and it was just like, eesh. So this week has been back to normal, in some sense of the word, which I'm kind of glad for. Yes, the Padres got eliminated. It's a bummer, but you know what? The Dodgers got eliminated, and the Yankees got eliminated, so you know what? It's all good. And so next year, you know, wait till next year, blah, blah, blah. You know, we'll see what happens. There's some interesting changes that are going to happen. And, yeah, we'll see. If they can't land a big third baseman, I don't have a problem with Russell Branion coming back, because I think he's going to do pretty good. And, yeah. So, and the pitching staff, I mean, will free up a lot of money by not having to pay Klesko and pay Chan Ho Park anymore. And their giant contracts. Nice, huh? There's another one for you. Sure you ladies are loving that. So, yeah. Last show, I think, went really, really long, and I'm going to kind of clean this up this time. I'm not going to let it go so long. And, so, all right, I think I'm going to sign off. Send your emails, your questions, your comments. If you have a question for advice or whatever, hey, send it to me. I'll read it on the show, and, you know, if it goes to shit, you know, if I give you advice, you know, sometimes you may not want to take it, because we'll see, you know, I might be giving fucked up advice, but whatever. So yeah, email us. Why am I saying us? It's only me. Email me, the show, at beeronshow@gmail.com, or visit us at the website at beeronshow.podomatic.com, and yeah, so that's about it. Okay, I'll see you guys later.